Fresh Takes.
Hello. And for those watching the video, hello and welcome to Don't Evolve Me, the place like Ash Ketchum's Pikachu. We don't evolve. We just level up. And I wanted to talk about the Acolyte episode 5 called Night. And I was hoping to talk about with Donald a little bit. And unfortunately, we weren't able to get Donald on for this episode. We will get him on later on to talk all things Acolyte, especially when it's over. We will definitely highlight. And I definitely think we will be mentioning this episode. And this is a weird thing that happened with the Acolyte, because the first 4 episodes weren't good. It wasn't really a good show. Like, my favorite episode was the one that everybody hated. It was the lesbian witch cult episode. And that was my favorite episode of the season so far, because it actually got into the background of the characters. It wasn't just empty plot with characters I didn't care about. I got to learn a little bit more about Osho and Mei. This episode, though, surprised me, because I didn't think they had this episode in them. I wasn't expecting good things, let alone great things. And this episode was great. And it's weird to say. It was surprising. So I already did a TikTok a little bit on it. So if you want like a snapshot of like my views of that episode, that is a pretty good video that just tells you exactly like my quick thoughts on it. But here's my longer thoughts. The one thing that's great about the Acolyte, the big pro that me and Donald both talk about, was the fight choreography. The fight choreography in the show is actually relatively really, really good. Like, that person deserves a raise. That person deserves to stay at Disney and be part of more Star Wars fights, because they do the fight scenes rather well. Like, I remember episode 1, where it was Mei and one of the Jedi. I forget the actress's name, but she was on the House of Cards. Really good actress. Like, that was a really good fight scene. Like, the ending of it was kind of meh, but like the fight scene itself was interesting. I remember Mei versus Solt. Like, it was just one of those, like, ooh, okay, this is definitely a plus. Like, it's fresh. It was a fresh take on lightsaber battles. And this episode, Night, was basically all action. It was mostly all fight choreography. And that is definitely the strength of this show, is the fight choreography. And this is the episode where, let's recap, right? And at the end of episode 4, they go into the planet, and I forget what the planet was called. I don't have the information in front of me. And they realize that the Jedi Wookiee is dead. And the apparent Sith user, or dark side user in a mask, the Master of Mei, I think Master, it would be a good term. I don't know if that character would identify as Master, but Mei's Master shows up. And that's where we left off. And in this episode, like, Mei wakes up, or I think Osho wakes up. One of the two wakes up. I forget which character. It really doesn't matter. And there's dead Jedi on the ground, and you just see this character slaughtering Jedi in the most stylistic fashion ever. And it reminds me of Rogue One, Darth Vader scene, where he's just pulling people towards him. Darth Vader is just, he's there. It's like a horror movie. It reminds me of that fashion, but more or less like more stylistic killing. It's not necessarily a horror movie, but it's more just the action itself, the way the Sith user fights, or this dark side user fights. It was just so fun to see. You know, he's slaughtering Jedi back and forth. He has the helmet and the arms, and it like disables lightsabers. It was just a cool technology to see. He's headbutting lightsabers and they're shortening, and it's cool to see. He slaughters one Jedi, punctures him, and then uses the Force to bring him in, and boom, you have two Jedi getting killed on one strike. Like, and then you see him throwing lightsabers down, and he's using the Force to angle it so he can hit his target. Like, it's just really cool action sequences. It's like the one thing that I feel like a lot of Star Wars fans is wanting from Star Wars. It's just cool, creative fights, cool, creative deaths with lightsabers, because there's a lot of things you can do. Whereas, like, and the prequels were pretty cool. Like, you have a lot of action and like dance choreography with it, but it's not, you know, like every fight scene was kind of like the same style. And then, of course, the original trilogy, you get more of a traditional fight scene with less creativity. And then the new series, I think, like, story-wise, I really like the fights, but, like, we don't see much creativity when it comes to the fight choreography. And in this episode, we saw a lot of it. The reveal itself for the villain, spoilers, if you do not want the spoilers for this episode, I suggest just turning this off now and coming back later. But, so, I'm going to spoil the big reveal of who this mysterious character is. Ready? Okay. So the big reveal is Khmer is the big bad, right? He is the master, or at least May's master. And he was pretending to be like the merchant who can get his hands on things, and was the one that was interacting with May. The reveal itself wasn't that great. I think we kind of had it narrowed down to three. Me and Donald had it narrowed down to three characters. I think Khmer might have been number one on that list. Like, I had it down, it was either like one of the mothers from the witch cult who wasn't dead. It was either Torbin, the Jedi who drinks the poison to kill himself. Because I just thought it was just a weird way to go out without, you know, we still don't have much information on him and like why he actually did that. And then Khmer. And I saw, like, on the internet, too, Khmer was one of the most predicted villains. So his reveal wasn't, like, super crazy. It wasn't like, oh, we didn't think it was him. Like, it would be different if it was, like, Yord or, like, another Jedi or something. But it was just, I really, really, really liked his dialogue and his message. And that, you know, when they ask, are you a Sith? He's like, or who are you? He's like, you know, some Jedi would call me a Sith. And then just the fact that a lot of his dialogue was, like, not necessarily hatred, but just maybe hatred towards the Jedi and like their cause and how like you guys cannot tolerate another religion or the use of the dark side. You'll call me a Sith. And you see his qualms with the Jedi and like they're good qualms. They're good cons. Like there's things that like the fandom itself has talked about, like how Jedi is a the greatest. And it's really cool just to have a Star Wars story that tackles this theme, to have a villain that outright just isn't a Jedi, who outright rejects the way of the Jedi and fights untraditionally. Like he surprises a lot of the Jedi because he doesn't just fight straight up. He has different techniques. And it's just a really cool, difference to see like somebody who is very anti-Jedi versus a very straight forward Jedi. And it just makes for a really interesting storytelling. It makes for a more interesting scene. And I think Khmer is he might be a great villain. I don't know if it's going to be a good enough or great enough villain to save the show. And I also don't know if he's going to be great in the next few episodes, because the show and this episode, as great as this episode was, did have a lot of cons. The show is still not a well-written show. But I'll get to that. I do want to talk. I love that we've seen Jedi die. And I feel like a lot of us had a feeling that like a lot of these Jedi who showed up, there was like maybe 7 or 8. I didn't count. Didn't care to count. A lot of them were killed. They were cannon fodder. And we were like, okay, Sol, Jeki, and Yord, they're left, right? They're, you know, the rest are cannon fodder. Of course, they'll survive. And then you see Jeki. And the thing about Jeki is, and am I saying her name right? It's Jeki, right? Like, I did not bother to actually, like, learn the names. I'm going to look it up real quick. Yeah, Jeki. Outside of Sol and, like, Osha and May, that's, like, the other character that I remember, and I just remember her being very more straight, narrowed, and just like that child who is very much into the Jedi. What is it? The Dunning and Kruger effect. Like, she just reminds me of someone who's like in the beginning aspect of it, like very, really intelligent, really smart, but arrogant. And I really like this episode because like it showed how great Jeki was or is. Like, it showed like, even in the face of trouble, even in the face of this whole conflict, she meets May and she's like, I'm gonna arrest you. And it's like, really? You're gonna arrest her? You're gonna be this tough person that follows the Jedi cult? But like, the thing is, she did it. Even through all of it, through thick and thin, like, she held her own, and she held her own like very, very well. And the fact that even though she held her own, and like when she was fighting and before her actual death scene, I was like, okay, damn, I actually like this character. Like, you showed me something that is very admirable. You like, you're straight and narrow, and you followed it to the T in the brink of death, and you got it done. And then you held your own against this parent Sith user. Like, I was all about Jackie at that moment. And then she died. Brutally died. Because she grabbed the second saber. She had two saber lightsabers fighting against Khmer. Khmer splits it and then kills her in the most brutal fashion possible. In a really cool way. The fact that he split his saber and there's two of them. And then he just in a triangle shape. I'm like, damn. Like, my jaw dropped at that moment. I was like, oh, shit. Like, they did it. They actually killed off a character in a meaningful way. And also, like, they killed off a character who, like, kind of, like, earned her place. At least in my side of things, my perspective, like, oh, man, she was, like, I didn't care. I didn't even know her name. And that was the scene that was like, oh, that's a cool character. And then she dies brutally. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of a waste, because it'd be cool if you just, like, would have had saved her. But also, like, I like the fact that they actually killed off a character that we got to know, that we got to see. It wasn't just all cannon fodder. And of course, Yord comes in, he blocks the lightsaber, and then just in the most brutal way, gets his neck snapped. And that was like that was the moment where I not only did the jaw drop, I was like, oh damn. Damn, they did it. Oh my, they did it. Like, I was like, if there is the con of this too, and I don't want to go with the cons yet. I just want to talk that this episode was great, even though the big con of this part of it was these characters were underdeveloped. Yord and Jackie were underdeveloped. Like, Jackie, like, I still don't really know what Yord was about. I didn't care. Like, he wasn't that exciting. Even this episode, him and Osha going back and forth, just wasn't that exciting. And I'll get to it more when we dive into the cons. But I do want to say, this show deserves credit for going brutal, for actually taking the risk and killing off these characters. I think they could have done it a way better. I think they could have definitely built these characters up and actually have us emotionally be impacted by their deaths and actually feel what the characters are feeling that do survive and actually feel the impact of these deaths. We don't get that, but at least they like did it in a brutal way where I actually still feel something. Shock and surprise, it was the feeling that I got instead of like sadness or, you know, anger. But definitely like, you're at least brutal enough and shocking enough where I got a reaction. And it was to a villain that excites me. Like, I'm excited to see where this goes. I don't think it's going to go somewhere great. I think this is the peak of the Acolyte for season one, at least, if not for season two. Hopefully they can get better writers and actually develop a story that's worth following. But I do need to give the show credit, because they did do a great job with this episode overall. They did do a great job with this villain. With his dialogue and the fight choreography really carried this episode. And I say this because I still, the Acolyte's such a weird series where two things are true about it. Like, it is not a good show. It is a really horribly written show, but it's also getting hated on because it's a female-led production that, you know, supports and invites inclusion. And that is why, like, it's such a conundrum of a TV show, because it's not good, but the people who hate it also just, they hate it for, what's the phrase, like, it's like bad faith. They hate it on bad faith. They don't hate it because it's not a bad show. They hate it because of those reasons, and then they'll turn around and any excuse, any like reason they hate upon it, they just double down on that because they want to hate it. This show deserves credit. this episode deserves credit. Like, it was great. That being said, we got to talk about the cons. Because I know someone asked me, because I turned around. And I have, like, people in my, like, personal life will ask me about shows, what they should watch, what they shouldn't. And someone asked me, because they saw my TikTok, and they saw, like, the Acolyte I gave. It was great. And, like, oh, is it worth watching? And I'm like, I don't think so. Like, if you're not already invested in the Star Wars and want to watch everything, if you're borderline teetering on it, like, you're like, oh, I just want to watch it if it's good, I can't tell you it's worth watching. I can say this, episode 5 is great. If you stopped at episode 4 and you're like, all right, I gave it half a season, it's awful, I would say please continue to watch it up to at least this point. And honestly, if you're at this point, you should probably just finish the season anyway. But it's definitely worth, like, this episode isn't necessarily worth watching the whole entire season, but if you invest a little bit to it, it is a really satisfying point in the season, and there isn't a lot of satisfaction to be had in the Acolyte. But yeah, so I just want to give it out, like, the Acolyte deserves credit on that front. So let's get into the cons of this episode, because it's not perfect. I think I give it a rating of 4-. I did it on TikTok already, so I'm not really spoiling my rating. And the reason why I gave it a 4- is the fighting scene is great. The choreography is great. The villain is great. The monologue is great. However, one, everything leading up to it was trash, right? The reveal itself wasn't great. I say trash, it should be meh. I'm giving it a 2. It was meh. Trash is 1. Everything up leading up to is meh, right? The character development was non-existent. I didn't care for Yorder, Jackie dying. I didn't care for the other Jedi dying. Ocean and May, I still really don't have much care about. I wish I did, but I don't. It's a 4- because the awesomeness leading up, like the awesomeness of this episode, everything leading up to it wasn't really great. And the payoff was great because it's shocking. And that's really where it is. It's shocking and stylistic. And the villain was really well done. I don't know who the actor of Kamir is. I think Manny Jacinto. Sorry if I butchered it. Great. Like, his performance was phenomenal. Like, honestly, MVP of the show so far. He just is the greatest character. So, but the big cons of this was... of this episode was the writing itself, because when there wasn't action sequences, when there wasn't fighting, the story was flat. The writing was flat. Osha May storyline, I don't know what they're going for with it. I know there's more to tell, and maybe there would be something interesting, but I just don't care. Like, I don't know why Osha's even there at this point. She doesn't really do a whole lot, and what she does do, it just doesn't. I feel nothing towards it. There's 2 moments. Actually, there's many moments in here. Because one, the first scene arrives, she wakes up. Sol's like, hey, go take Osha. Take the civilian back. And Yord's like, yes, following orders. Take the civilian back. And the entire time, like, Osha's just like, we gotta go back. We gotta help them. We gotta do the thing. And it's like, it's just a very generic storyline. Like, why do you actually want to go back? Like, what are you gonna do? You're not useful in the situation. And story-wise, you don't really bring anything to the table. And this whole dialogue of back and forth, we should go back, isn't interesting. It's bland. Her motivations, I don't get. If it's her being a good person, that's just boring. And of course, as soon as they go back, York gets his neck snapped. Osha... she did end the fight in a way. She did save Sol, but there was a moment too, because Sol was about to kill Kamir. He had him dead to rights, and this kind of pissed me off in the moment. So, like, she comes by and she's like, Sol, don't do it, you're a jet. It's like, are you kidding me? Like, that one, why does Sol care about Osha? I know that they're former apprentice, I know that he's the former master, she's an apprentice, but he just watched all of his peers get brutally murdered. He just watched Jackie, his Padawan, get brutally murdered. I don't get why he would look at Osha. The reason why this is happening, turn to Kimir and then let him go. And then Osha, out of nowhere, takes her like droid, puts it on the backpack of Kimir, and then gets all the bugs. And I will say it was a smart way to end the fight, at least in terms of like innovation and character. But I didn't really feel that Osha's so smart. I'm just like, that was an underwhelming end. Like, it was an underwhelming escape. I felt like if Osha had been built up more, I might have bought that ending. I really didn't buy it. I thought it was just a very convenient, underwhelming way to end that scene between Kimir and Sol and Osha. Now, the Osha-May storyline where May wants Osha back and that whole thing, and then they end up fighting and switch places. I don't know. I'm just not really bought into the Osha-May. I don't know what to tell you. May, I don't get why she looks at Osha and she's like, hey, I'm going to give up everything to be with Osha. I'm going to be with my sister again. And I get it from a biological standpoint and staying with family. I don't know her motivations enough to really care for this. Like, I just don't, you know, like, you had 20 or so years, maybe 15, to find your sister. But no, you spent all these years training and then trying to kill Jedi. And now, out of nowhere, you're giving it up to be with your sister. Who, very much like during the flashbacks, it seems like May almost tried to kill Osha. And so I'm just confused with that storyline overall. Like, it's weak. I do think them switching places is interesting. But I don't trust the show to follow through with the storyline. So, yeah, for all the people who don't like the Acolyte, and there was one comment on TikTok where if you eat a rotten steak to get to the great part of the steak, it's still a shit steak. And I actually kind of like that metaphor. It could have been a little bit better, but I get the metaphor and I agree for the most part. But you also got to give credit where credit's due. Like, at least there's a great part of the steak that bite into, right? At least there's a great part of the steak you can eat. And that, this episode was a great part of the steak. It's really good on its own. Like, I, throughout the week, and it's been a week, about 6 days since this episode came out, I've watched this fight scene and just still going this is cool. This is a cool Star Wars moment. I just wish it was part of something better. You know, and I wish people would be faithful. Disingenuous was the word. I wish people weren't so disingenuous with the reviews of the Acolyte and were they're fair. Like, hey, the show's not great, but this is a great moment. I wish people could do that. But no, we have to have agendas and, you know. Kimir is great. Now, where's the show going from here? Can the show continue its momentum? We'll see. I think you really need great writing for the show to go upward. I don't think the show will provide that. I haven't seen it yet. Even this episode, there's just not that great of writing. We will see. I mean, if they can just have Kimir on and fight as much as possible, I think that my intrigue's gonna go up with that. But yeah, we'll see. All right. So I think I'm just gonna leave it at that. I could say more, but I feel like I'm just kind of repeating what I've already said. The episode was great. I still don't think the show is gonna be good, but right now I'm teetering. I was at a 2+, which is meh, but it has some good elements. 2-3-, where it's kind of there's a great moment. The rest of it's it's a teetering on the 3- stage. We'll see from here. If episode 6, 7, and 8 can really get the Osha May, if they can reveal some information that makes sense to why these characters don't make sense, or if they can just have better storylines, or if they can actually develop these characters in three episodes while also telling a really well-written, cohesive story while also featuring Kimir as much as possible. Like, if they can do that, then maybe the show has hope. We will see. But hey, we got one great moment. So I'm thankful for the one great moment. I thought this was just going to be all meh. But yeah, other than that, those are my thoughts. Kimir, the Dark Apprentice, he's my MVP so far. I don't think anyone else is even close. Jackie, honorable mention to her because I really liked her character and what she did before dying brutally. The show, 3-, as I said before. No, it's still 2+. It's hard to give it more because this is the steak example, right? It's still shit steak. Like, the show's still meh. There's a good part. Maybe Donald's now at a 2+. He was at a 2. Maybe he's at a 2+ now. I think 2+ is good. I think it's a good spot. All right. Let me know what you guys think on TikTok or all those social medias, what you think about The Acolyte or as well as The Boys. What are you guys thinking of the season so far? What are your predictions? What is your crazy theories? Like, if you give me a crazy theory, I will talk about it. So, all right. I am out. Thank you, guys. Till next time.